Now, chapter 29, we have here prophecies concerning Jerusalem that begin with the immediate future, and they go right down unto the kingdom. And I'm not going to go into detail here, but we have first Jerusalem, history and prophecy, trodden down of the Gentiles, and then Jerusalem, meaning and message, as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, you would not, your house is left under you desolate. And then Jerusalem, honor and glory. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, we have here in verse 1, woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt, add ye year to year, let them kill sacrifices. Somebody says, well, what is Ariel or who is Ariel? Well, Ariel actually is Jerusalem. And we need to establish that fact, I guess. The name Ariel means lion-like, and it's so used of in 2 Samuel 23:20 when it speaks of Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, a valiant man, and he slew two lion-like men, that is, two Ariel men. Now, a lion-like man is an Ariel man, and the word means the Lion of God. And in Ezekiel 43:16, the same word is translated altar. Now, the word actually could mean, under certain circumstances, the altar of God. Now, both designations are a fitting title for Jerusalem because it's the city where David dwelt. And the lion is the insignia of that family. Our Lord is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And Jerusalem was the place where the temple of God was, and the altar, of course, was there. So that we're talking about Jerusalem. Now we have here, woe to Ariel. Ariel, the city where David dwelt. Now, this is pronounced against this city where David lived, and it's against Jerusalem. This is a remarkable prophecy concerning this city, beginning in Isaiah's day and continuing right down to today. If you walk down the street there today, you'll see that this prophecy is just being fulfilled and will yet be fulfilled. He says, yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be unto me as Ariel. Now, this is judgment upon Jerusalem. Now, he tells about, I'm going to camp around about it, and I'll lay siege against it. Nebuchadnezzar's yet to come, and he came up to the city and destroyed it. And then we have also the time of the Gentiles that began in 606 B.C. when Jerusalem was destroyed. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, our Lord said, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And then we go on here with the judgments that are to come upon Jerusalem. And the final attack upon Jerusalem is a judgment of God. But he's going to intervene at the last to deliver his people from extermination. And these dreams of the enemies of God to bring in their own kingdom will be frustrated. And then God will put them down. And then God will end their dream stuff. And then he will build the kingdom, establish it himself as he said that he would do.